The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
There's still no evidence, none, that the White House was involved in any way with screening applicants for tax exempt status. During the Bush administration, federal agencies admitted to losing millions of emails related to ongoing congressional and criminal investigations.
Congressman Cummings says not so fast, all you who would attack about the emails of Lois Lerner. There could be an explanation, just most of us don't believe it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing in those nooks and crannies? Probably making plans for next week and what you're going to do during the 4th of July holiday weekend. But first, we have to get through this week, right? Some people are saying it's the longest week ever, and it's just the beginning of the summer. Speaking of long, Charlie Rangel, the 22-term congressman, has won his New York primary challenge, although his opponent has not conceded. Also, Thad Corcoran from Mississippi fended off a Tea Party challenger. He's been around forever and a day in Mississippi, but some people thought that this was going to be it for him. There was a runoff there. And in Mississippi, Democrats who don't vote in their primary and don't vote for a candidate in the election are allowed to vote in a runoff. So he may have narrowly edged his opponent out because some Democrats decided to keep Cochran around. How about that? But it wasn't looking good. They spent a whole lot of money to keep him around. When I say they, different groups, PACs that put money into his campaign, it was like $17 million, one of the most expensive Senate races of all time in Mississippi. There were some other races as well, but they were pretty easily won. It'll be interesting when once we hit that midterm point, and we'll get there before you know it, to see which way the wind's blowing and whether or not the Senate changes from leaning to the left to more to the right. At this point, reading the tea leaves, it might be a little bit hard to predict that. Six seats is what the Republicans would need. Six seats to change the makeup. And since people are constantly asking me this, what do I think the chances are of a Republican beating Hillary Clinton in 2016, the answer is, first we have to get through the midterms. Let's see what the makeup is there. And really, is it going to be Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee? What's interesting is, if it's not Hillary Clinton, would it be Joe Biden? Would it be kind of one of those things where it seems like he runs every single time around, but now would this be his great promise that, okay, this is it for Biden? If he's going to run, he has to run now. And what chances would you give Biden against, I don't know, who ends up being the candidate for the Republicans? Could be Rand Paul on some sort of a ticket. It's still too early to tell, because if you go back and you look in the history of presidential elections, there's often a candidate you're not suspecting that comes seemingly out of nowhere and sometimes snags the nomination. It's just not who you're expecting. So Clinton for the Democrats seems to be the obvious choice. And in a lot of polls, she leads, but it's just way too soon. At least once a day, I get an email about that. It's just way too soon to call that. I'm not certain that's a lock. And if she does run, it depends on so many things, like who's running, who's the undercard, who's the second on Hillary Clinton's card, how does Obama go out with the last 2 years? And speaking of, how does he go out? He's not winning over a lot of Democrats, certainly not Republicans, in what's going on at the border, and it just seems to be getting worse. You don't even have to exaggerate this by any stretch of the imagination. If you see any of the pictures, if some people have put up live cameras of in some of the more sparse areas, and you see the Border Patrol trying to deal with the massive amounts of people they're processing and having to deport and fly back and figure out where they're moving people, it's crazy. Now, wonder why Jan Brewer is upset in Arizona with the busing kids in and busing other people in. And the same thing with the people in Texas. They say they're overwhelmed. They can't possibly handle the amounts of people that they're trying to process. Because remember, it's like a detective game. Translating often, and it's not just pure Spanish. There are other languages. Who is being connected to what family? Is this really part of the whole dream thing? Is there something else happening? Is this person trying to get in? And then, of course, there were people that were just let in and out and are not going to show back up for any kind of a hearing in 90 days. It's like the idea of immigration reform and getting people to come out, pay a big fine, go through a series of things that they would have to go through to become an American citizen. There was a big talk of, okay, first you have to pay a $10,000 fine, and then once you pay the $10,000 fine, you have to pay back taxes, and that's not happening. I mean, are you kidding? With people that, in many cases, let's say nothing to do with drugs, nothing to do with gangs, simply just trying to take advantage of an economic situation and getting away from a horrible situation, living with a whole bunch of people in an apartment or a house, are really all the people going to come forward and say, yeah, I've been here illegally for 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, so what do I owe you? A $10,000 fine, and then for all those years behind, pay up to what I think is the tax? Uh-uh. If there's going to be any kind of reform, they have to be very serious about the number one issue, and it's the flow. Controlling the flow as the best as possible, how many people are coming in and what's going on there, which means secure borders, and that seems like an impossible thing. It's like saying, could we please clone a unicorn, and could everybody have a unicorn in their backyard? It really feels like that. I think since the time that I was born, and where immigration issues were nothing like they are now, and laws just weren't enforced that were put on the books. So here we are in this time of our history where we're trying to figure out what's the humane thing to do, how did it get this out of control, where is it that we need to focus our efforts, how can we quickly do that, how can we do it without costing a fortune. And the game's over in that department. You and I are paying for what's happening because it costs thousands and thousands of dollars for these flights, for moving people, for health care, for all the other things that happen as a result. So here's the Dreamers Act for you in full living color, and it's a nightmare that some people along the border, those border states, are really feeling that impact. Hang with us. Much more to come on this version of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Boy, we got a great guest. Joseph Telushkin is joining us, and you might recognize the name. He's a best-selling author, and he's written a book about the world's most famous rabbi, Rebbe. Rebbe was someone who Ronald Reagan just loved, and in his book he features that relationship a lot. But not just Reagan. I mean, what do Reagan and Bobby Kennedy have in common? Nothing, really, other than Rebbe. And maybe a couple of other things. So, great conversation about this uber-famous rabbi who didn't care about fame. He cared about trying to figure out a way to unite people and had a few interesting things to say about things like In God We Trust, which is now, of course, under fire, and prayer in schools and all that kind of stuff. So as we continue to go down the path of what's happening across America and elsewhere, I think a lot of people on Thursday are going to be tuned to Team USA to see what happens in their matchup against Germany. And will they advance? Is it going to be a draw and they advance? Is it going to be a win? Can you imagine a win? That'd be huge. That would be when you go back, no matter what happens after that in the year, and they pick the top sports stories, you know, Sports Illustrated splashes somebody on their cover. That would be on the cover. Jurgen Klinsmann could be on the cover. Remember, he was saying the U.S. didn't have much chance, and they almost pulled off the win against Portugal. Crazy finish to that one, but that's history. Water under the bridge. Move forward to Germany. And there was, speaking of crazy, some wild things that happened actually in a couple of matches, but the big one was the biting story. Soccer star, Uruguay's star, Luis Suarez, has been charged with biting an opponent, could face a suspension, and his team actually beats Italy, but the Italian coach quits as Uruguay advances out of just complete, utter disgust. And so now FIFA says that they're going to investigate this. He's a player who's known to be dirty. What happened was it looked like, and he definitely did because you could see the marks, but anyway, he bit Italy's Giorgio Chiellini toward the end of that 1-0 victory, actually leaving bite marks like Hannibal Lecter on his shoulder. A FIFA spokesperson announced to the world that was waiting with bated breath that they were awaiting the official match reports and they're going to get all the necessary elements to evaluate the matter. So it'll be video recordings that they're going to be looking at. And then they'll come up with a decision. It gets published before Saturday when Uruguay plays Colombia in a round of 16 match. Matt, what do you think they're going to say? Do you think he's out? I think he's out. I think Matt went to go get a soda. I think he's out. I think Suarez is going to be out. Because if you look at the video, which is being played all over the place, clearly he has some bite marks. And if you look at the history of this guy, Suarez, just so you know, twice he's been banned for biting opponents. In 2013, he was banned for 10 matches for something that he did biting-wise. And then in 2010, he was given a 7-game ban while playing for Ajax and for biting an opponent. So, I mean, come on. How much evidence do you need? This is his dirty pool, and I don't understand that. I guess he figures if he takes a bite out of the opponent just subtly, he can get them all riled up where they focus on that and they're not focusing on the soccer because they're too distracted by the shocking, well, and knowing that he's done in the past, just that they were the one that was selected for the particular bite craziness. It's really the USA that we care about, though. We're dying to see if the U.S. moves on. And I hope they do. How great would that be if they moved on? Be awesome. Be absolutely awesome. What is not awesome that is happening in this country besides just railing on and on about the immigration woes that we knew were going to happen that now are just the real thing. It's become our reality. But it's a few other things, I think, too, as well. If we pause when we get to July 4th and think about the history of the U.S. and think about, you know, how far we've come and how our young nation was founded, it's very disconcerting to see some of the ridiculous turmoil we find ourselves in the Middle East, pulling out of Afghanistan, but yet in a precarious situation there, no bilateral agreement. Could the same thing happen in Afghanistan that's happening in Iraq, where you have ISIS they're completely trying to intoxicate the Sunnis as much as they can, realizing that the push is on, and 500 special forces troops with how they're supposed to engage. Now, I don't think it's much of a threat to them. I really don't. And then you have the Kurds that are left out somewhere down the line. So the Sunnis not embraced, furious, and being part of now the opposition and the situation with Nouri al-Maliki. Who's next? What's next? It seems as though as much treasure, blood, sweat, and tears that we could possibly dump into the sands of the Middle East, we continue to do it? Why do we continue to do it? Why do we continue to do it? We need to not take the lead on these kind of things. I mean, we need to not do that. At least if we're not going in, if we're going in full force, then we need to do it right the best way we can. But with this back and forth in between in the middle, that doesn't work. I mean, so here we have chaos again. How many places? Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen. There's no signs of a let-up. And speaking of a let-up, add this to the pile, the insanity of the email crisis and the woman who cried wolf. We're just not buying it. I don't think it's political lines, and there are some who think it is. But the House Oversight Committee Chairman, Daryl Issa, says he's willing to consider immunity for Lois Lerner, but he wants to know what she plans to say. He says if she were willing to offer through her attorney that she would tell us something meaningful, disclose how the crimes were committed, how they sought to and who they sought to go after the conservative groups because of their value, then he said he would vote to grant her immunity. But you never know what they're going to say, and she's already proved that with the pleading the fifth thing. It would be very interesting, though, and I wonder if she'd be tempted to go in that direction. I mean, she's right in the middle of this investigation for targeting conservative groups, let's face it, when they were going after tax-exempt status. Congress has already pushed off four criminal charges against Lerner, held her in contempt, and they've put the ball in the court of the Attorney General, Eric Holder. If Holder charges her, then Congress could offer her immunity from prosecution. But Holder's not going to do that. He's not going to do that, not in this case, as he's almost out the door, right? In fact, Ted Cruz said Holder is the most partisan attorney general the country has ever had. I guess right now, Lerner doesn't have to feel the justice, the weight of the Justice Department, certainly not the weight of the president, so I don't think anything's going to change there. We're changing gears. We're going to talk about Rebbe with Joe Tluskin next on ATN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America Tonight, New York Times bestselling author Joseph Taluskin, who's considered one of the top 50 speakers in the U.S. without a doubt. His new book, Rebbe, on the Amazon bestseller list for a couple of weeks, immediately released just last week, sold out, instant hit Barnes & Noble. I mean, Joseph is used to this kind of high praise, I think, but I know a couple of people who have already cracked into it, and they say, you cannot put this down. He's really scored a major hit with this one. Joseph, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
I'm very, very grateful to you, Kate, for having me.
So the Rebbe, tell everybody about how you pulled this together, because there's so many stories about the Rebbe. I bet you had to leave a few things on the editing room floor, so to speak.
Well, there was such a surfeit of riches that I didn't feel I ever had to pad the book, because there were so many really good stories. But the ultimate story I wanted to tell was how a man took over a movement in 1951 that was a small movement centered in one neighborhood in Brooklyn and turned it into this universal movement, making the first effort ever made in all of Jewish history to reach every Jewish community in the world and every Jew in the world. I mean, suddenly learned because of his inspiration that last year the largest Passover Seder in the world was held in Kathmandu, Nepal. 1,100 Israelis, largely Israelis, largely backpackers. So he would reach out to Jews, and he'd reach out wherever people were. And this was an audacious effort.
And his efforts reached politically, if we pulled it back to the United States, on both sides of the aisle. So everybody wanted to be, I guess, advised or touched by or inspired by the Rebbe, it seems. Is that right, from Robert F. Kennedy?
Yes, when he became the only rabbi and only the second clergyman to ever get the Congressional Gold Medal, the resolution to give it, to award it to him, was proposed by Congressman John Lewis and Newt Gingrich. And Congressman Newt Gingrich, and Lewis said at the time, he said, "I don't know if there's ever been any other issue on which Gingrich and I have been in agreement." So he managed really to bridge a lot. He had strong views, but I identify seven virtues, so to speak, of his, and one of them was how to disagree without being disagreeable. He would say, "I speak about positions, I don't speak about people." And so he could attack a position without trying to lambast by name the people who held that position, which enabled them to come together later on other issues, because he always wanted to focus on the commonalities.
And by doing that, by finding the common ground, the commonalities, as you say, that really was part of his magic, right? And being able to unite people that you would think would never be united, correct?
Yes, that was definitely his magic, and that was what enabled him to attract affection from people who were otherwise quite distant from each other.
Yeah. You know, the Rebbe, his legend just continues, and you know this story about the night before his Senate election last year. Mayor Cory Booker went to the Rebbe's grave to pray, because he just lives on in the hearts and minds of a lot of political people, but beyond politics, correct?
By the way, what's very moving about that story about Booker is that he wanted to make sure when he went that no photographs were released of it at that time. He did not want it perceived to be a political, you know, stunt to get Jewish votes in New Jersey. This was a private thing for Senator Booker, and it was okay. Photographs were released after the election was held, but he didn't want it done that night.
Yeah, that says something about Booker, doesn't it?
It says something very impressive about Booker.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because you can imagine the campaign, as you and I both know, the campaign people around him might have been pressing him for that, thinking that it was a good, as we say, in the business, photo op. So good
That's
for
right.
him.
He didn't want it to become a photo op. He wanted it to be a private. He wanted it to be a private moment, because he had studied from the Rebbe's writings.
The one of the things that the Rebbe was famous for was calling on Americans of really all faiths, not just those of a Jewish background, to move in a different direction, to appreciate the U.S. motto, "In God We Trust." And now we see, Joseph, as you know, it's under attack, which would be, I'm sure, very disturbing to him. And what was it about the motto that he liked so much?
He was a very strong believer, and one of the things I really try and articulate in Rebbe, and as I had mentioned to you earlier when we just met over the phone, I'm sort of blown away by the fact that it's been number one books in Christian leadership on Amazon, because he wanted a message for all Americans. And he felt that the greatness of America emanated out of that belief in God, because it meant that it was a society that consisted of people who believe themselves responsible before God. When there was a crime epidemic in the 60s and 70s and 80s, he said, even if we could get a large enough police department to stop every criminal, that can't be the way we resolve the crime problem. We need to raise a generation of people who feel responsible before God. He had grown up in the Soviet Union during the time of the Communist Revolution, which declared war on religion and war on God. And he saw what a mass murderous society it became. He then moves to study in Berlin during the year that's moving towards voting Hitler into power, another atheist society, and he saw the mass evil that occurred there. And so he was a big in favor of non-denominational prayers in the schools, in which people would acknowledge a sense of personal responsibility before God, because he said ultimately that's going to be far more apt to encourage righteous behavior than just fear of being arrested.
Powerful. And that was part of it. He used to, and you talk about the Soviet Union, he used his political capital, if you will, to free the Jews in the Soviet Union, and that was a tall task, wasn't it?
Well, he very much tried to operate there behind the scenes. I actually write in the book, because I had a differing view of that situation. I thought public protests were very important, but he really had unusual connections, and he was able to utilize them. He had a very warm relationship with a Republican senator from Nevada, Chick Hecht, who in turn had a warm relationship with Reagan and was able to present President Reagan with a list of 1,200 people who had been trying to get out of Russia just before Reagan met with Gorbachev at Reykjavik, Iceland. And there's a very dramatic story in the book about how Reagan moved and really helped get a large number of people out of Russia.
And Reagan felt, what I heard is, and you would know better than I with your research and whatnot, that Reagan felt a sort of a closeness to the Rebbe.
One of the wonderful things I learned when, you know, when writing Rebbe was that I had interviewed Gary Bauer, who had been a domestic policy advisor to Reagan, and he told me something that very much surprised me. There were a whole body of letters written by President Reagan to the Rebbe, and I just naturally assumed they were probably written by aides of his, and the president would sign it. Gary Bauer told me that on a number of occasions he saw the Reagan opening up a letter from the Rebbe in the Oval Office and then taking it up with him to the president's private residence upstairs in the White House and coming back the next day with the draft of response to the letter. So he obviously, he and the Rebbe, there was a real sense of admiration between the two of them.
Oh, yeah. You can see, you can almost see him beaming in some of the photographs without a doubt. I wanted to ask you one more thing before our time runs out, because we talked about, you know, the U.S. motto, In God We Trust, and the importance there and his philosophy. How do you think you would feel about what's now happened, of course, especially in these later years, although it certainly in the 60s was under attack and then there was a Supreme Court ruling, but prayer in the schools?
Again, as long as he was very interesting what he wanted. He wanted non-denominational prayers. He did not want Bible readings because he felt that Bible readings had the capacity to divide people. Jews would not be comfortable with the New Testament reading. Christians and Jews both wouldn't be comfortable necessarily with readings from the Quran. And so he wanted to see different religions be able to be represented. And by coming up with a prayer, he was concerned that there were many Jewish kids being raised, for example, in secular homes where they would otherwise never have an opportunity to pray. So a basic prayer of an acknowledgement of the deity before whom we're responsible was important. But he felt it was important for many Christian children as well, who also might have been being raised in homes where they weren't really being exposed to God. He really felt that God served as could be a great guarantor of moral behavior, the thought that right and wrong is not just a matter of opinion, but there's an objective right and wrong, and it therefore has to be higher than human beings. Because if it was no higher than human beings, then every human being could make his own decisions on what was right and wrong.
Perfect way to end this. You want to find out more? I know you're on the edge of your seat. Pick up Rebbe if you can find it. Joseph Teluskin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. This was a wonderful interview. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
You too.
today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Of We Can Count. I love when that guy says seven. All right, so let's count in a couple of different directions this time around. How do you like that? Including this crazy deal here. Something that was almost like an urban legend, this story about KFC and the girl that with a scar face being asked to leave the restaurant. You probably all heard that story, right? They say there is no evidence to support a family's claim that a scarred three-year-old was asked to actually leave a KFC in Jackson, Mississippi, because she was scaring customers. Victoria Wilcher was badly scarred in April. It was a freaky pit bull accident. Her grandmother had told one of the local TV stations that she took her out to go get some chicken after a doctor's appointment, and a restaurant employee asked them to leave because the girl's scars frightened other diners. So they did a couple of different investigations, one by an independent investigator, and neither revealed any evidence that the incident actually occurred. So the family-maintained Facebook page called Victoria's Victories was taken down Tuesday. But before that happened, they actually released a statement that said, I promise it's not a hoax. I never thought any of this would blow up the way it has. Please do not believe untrue media. I have personally watched this family go without to provide for Victoria. They have not and would not do anything to hurt her in any way. The family's story became public. Donations poured into a fundraising effort at GoFundMe.com. Yikes. KFC apologized on the family's Facebook page and donated $30,000. $30,000 for Victoria's treatment. The CEO of the fundraising webpage GoFundMe issued a statement suspending the campaign and offered to refund donations. Oh, that is bad. Because then, especially the GoFundMe thing has actually helped a lot of people. And that's the problem with that. You see the little girl and she's so cute and she does have scars from the pit bull thing. So incredibly unfortunate that she was some kind of a pawn, it seems, in this deal simply by being there with her grandmother. But I guess luckily they took that page down. And I suppose the GoFundMe guy will just do all the refunding he can possibly do. There's a new UN report that says our oceans are trashed with plastic. You don't say. Ever been fishing and what you catch instead is one of those six-pack holders? You know what I'm talking about, the plastic ones. So these reports come out, the United Nations Environmental Program and the Global Oceans Commission, and what they show is public waste in oceans, they say, is causing $13 billion of damage every year. That they play a crucial role in modern life, but the impacts of the way we use them can't be ignored. 10 to 20 million tons of plastic ends up in oceans each year from litter, runoff, from managed landfills, all kinds of things that end up in the oceans and unfortunately sometimes end up in terrible situations. And it makes it pretty complicated if you think about it. There's even, if you look at the small kind of microplastics, you've got microplastic in toothpaste, gels, and facial cleaners, and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, that's obviously not good for marine life. I don't think anyone could argue with that. Of all the things that have come out of the UN that you might be able to argue with for sure, I think that keeping plastic separate shouldn't be such a terribly hard thing to do. Of course, in China, it's all trashed. If you look at some of the areas of China, in some of the small villages, the sea coastlines, and what kind of trash they have strewn on their beaches, there's a country where, as much as I hate to see overregulation in our country and would argue to the death that there is way too much red tape, there's an example of, hello, you could use a little cleanup there and perhaps suggest to the people that they might not want to just dump their stuff in the streets the way that they are. This story is wild. You know, you see helicopters all over the place, right? A helicopter had to make an emergency landing on the Ashland City Highway. And when you see helicopters, for me, you know, if you live in a big area or even a small area, if they can afford one, it's that whole traffic thing. And this was in Nashville, Tennessee. The pilot, though this wasn't a traffic copter, the pilot, Lenny Sikora, says he and his girlfriend were traveling from Key Largo to Wisconsin. Wow, that's pretty far. When they lost power and the helicopter dropped, he said they had to clear the wires, so they landed in the middle of the road and pushed it to the side of the road. Nobody was hurt, but there was a little damage to the tail of the helicopter. And the actual number in this one is 55 calls to 911. There's a helicopter that's going to land in the middle of the road. Help these people. If all the things that you can fly in and be hurt or killed so easily, helicopters, because of the propellers and obviously wind or something else that could possibly bring it down. So he knew that he had to take that thing down wherever he was going to have to take it down because it was not going to make it. The cyclone at Six Flags is going to close next month. Coney Island inspired, it was, will run for the last time on July 20th, they say. For years, it was the most famous ride in western Massachusetts, but now it's going to be out of service. It's a wooden roller coaster, and it's a 3,400-foot-long ride, and it's going away at the end of July. It opened in 1983 when the theme park known as Riverside Park opened up. I like those wooden roller coasters. Now, if you're not going 4 G's backwards, forwards, and over however many twists in however many minutes, forget about it. Old roller coasters are being put out to pasture all over the place, so this is just the latest one. Moving along to a different city and a different plight altogether, although it's not really a plight, but it would be pretty cool to, I think, to see this. Have you ever seen... I've seen whales before, but have you ever seen a beluga whale? There was a beluga whale in Fall River. You know, with something like that spreads like wildfire once somebody spots it. And this whale is pretty cool. I actually looked at some of the video of it. It's pretty rare. It's an endangered, you know, it's an endangered whale. And this whale somehow has come into this river in Massachusetts. Nobody knew what it was at first, so they started taking pictures and some video, and somebody realized they could identify what it was, that it was this endangered whale species. The International Fund for Animal Welfare on Cape Cod said it had been tracking the whale since last Sunday, and that it was extremely unusual for it to be this far down. They say in the summer months it tends to go toward warmer water. Beluga whales, I checked this, are listed as near threatened but are common sights in U.S. aquariums. How many aquariums? At least 15. So while they're endangered in the wildlife and in the oceans, they are not endangered when it comes to aquariums. And they're actually a very pretty kind of whale. There's, you know, the blue whales and the other species, it is a very, very pretty whale. They're just talking the other day about a whale, and I can't remember where they saw it, but they were talking about an albino whale, that how rare that is. So all of a sudden we're starting to see that the ocean and the rivers can bring different, obviously different kinds of sea life in, whether it's a beluga or an albino. Somebody's getting a real treat. That's why we got to walk around with those iPhones, right? So we can get the video to prove what we saw. I'm just saying.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.